This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right, and Punxsutawney Phil, I hate you. 6 weeks more of winter. He saw his shadow. Oh, please. Does it really mean that's what we're going to get? 6 more weeks of winter? Are you up for that, America? Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. So, a massive winter storm has been assaulting us. In the central U.S. and in the south, parts of the south anyway, sprawling system, messy snow, freezing rain, sleet. From the Rockies to the northeast, airlines canceling hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of flights. It's up to like 4,000. All of our governors, not all, but many, have urged us to stay off the roads. Schools have closed. Dallas, Chicago, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Detroit. I'm with you. We're all in that path of the storm. What does it mean? It means you stay home if you can. Get off the roads. It is true. Because why play the white knuckle game? You know the white knuckle game. You think, oh, I know how to drive. I'm a good driver. I'm a defensive driver. But what about the people around you? It's like rock 'em, sock 'em robots. You get out there and somebody's tire locks up and then that's that. Then you're really freezing, you're waiting for police to come, and you're exchanging information. Does not sound like fun. Or, if it's worse, cars flip over, there's a backup, you understand what I'm saying. So Wednesday was pretty dicey. Oklahoma and Kansas and Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, freezing rain, sleet, snow, all that stuff. Chicago, it just never stopped snowing. It's like the spigot was turned on, and that was it. Parts of Interstate 70 in central Missouri shut down. Just shut down. The Weather Channel decided, you know what, we're going to just name this storm. So let's call it Landon. I know it. Let's call it Landon. Makes sense to me. A foot of snow in some places. Don't tell that to the people in Lewiston. 14 and a half inches. Hannibal, Missouri, 11 and a half inches. 22 inches right outside of Colorado Springs, Colorado. A lot of people were running to the grocery stores hurriedly, picking anything off the shelves just to have food. Lots and lots and lots and lots of food. Here's the thing that is interesting about that. The storm should only last a couple days. It's not like we're in Alaska. But I guess there's that feeling that you have that you're going to be just trapped without it. So you got to get every kind of chip that you can possibly find on the shelf. I was at the store not to get chips because I avoid them. I'm a wood chipper. So if you put the right kind of chips around me, I have a feeling that whole thing about eating just one Lay's potato chip, you can't do it. Yeah, that's me. So I don't even really go there. But I did happen to accidentally go down the aisle, and I noticed, boy, there is no chips. Dallas-Fort Worth is a nation, or is a city, in a nation of chip eaters. Hopefully they'll restock in time for the Super Bowl. Power outages, that's the downside, the worst side. Tree damage, interstate closures, I just mentioned the one. The widespread icing, that's always so scary. And Texas is ground zero. The governor, Greg Abbott, defending whether or not the state was ready a year after a catastrophic freeze buckled the power grid in one of the worst blackouts in U.S. history. Now, the forecast was a little bit different, not prolonged and frigid temperatures like that storm was in February of 2021, although a couple of days. So it could be very, very disruptive. I already mentioned the rodent Punxsutawney Phil predicting 6 more weeks of winter right on the heels of that bomb cyclone or nor'easter last weekend that had blizzard conditions all over parts of the East Coast. This is winter. This can happen. We know it. But it's tough. You know, it's tough when you're dealing with it because you got to go through what the normal rhythms are of your life that are disrupted. All right, speaking of rhythms of life, and maybe there's anxiety about storms and ice, you know, Americans are using higher melatonin doses for sleep. But there's a new study out, just so you know, that is warning of the possible health risks. I've had problems sleeping off and on, and you can imagine with upside down hours. I used to sleep like a baby, but no more. And people have suggested melatonin to me, but I haven't taken it. In 2018, Americans took more than twice the amount of the over-the-counter melatonin than they did a decade earlier. This was all published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Now, the study's saying really there's not enough research to determine how dangerous or healthy long-term overuse of melatonin might be, but short-term, it appears to be safe. High dose usage hasn't been tested, though, for overall safety either. So what is the right thing to do here? You know, melatonin, of course, isn't regulated by the FDA. And you look at the labels, and some of it, the actual content of melatonin in marketed supplements could be, this is a crazy number, almost 500 times higher than the label content. And evidence is supporting melatonin use for sleep disturbances is weak. Well, that's no good. So you're getting something that's 500 times more than what the label's saying, and it's not even really helping you. It's kind of a weak way to go at it. Supplements in 2020, $826 million, the medical industry spent on melatonin. That's up 43%. People want to sleep. There's no question about it. Even Saturday Night Live last week did, I think, they did a parody about it, and they called it Up, 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 and they went through the reasons why people can't sleep and then what happens, right? So what's the suggestion to counterattack the lack of sleep instead of relying on melatonin? The idea of the story that I read was that you should just get a consistent sleep and wind down schedule in a dark, quiet bedroom. Avoid phone, TV screens. Meditating before bed can also help. All right. How many people in this audience think they can meditate before they go to bed? How can they avoid the phone and TV screens? Half the people, more than half, I guarantee, have televisions in their bedroom. So I'm thinking, yeah, you're not turning that off and saying, oh, it's 10:30, I need to get my 8 hours of sleep. I don't think so. I think it is the fact that we do live in a Rubik's Cube world and have much different hours all around than we've had in the past. That whole 8 to 5 thing is a myth for most people, and that's what the deal is. But whatever it takes to get you to sleep, that's healthy enough and works, I say go for that. All right, we're hitting up an author next.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
All right, we talked to Janie Marvin last time about holographic human transformation theory and what that was all about and her journey to writing these series of books that she's written. The next one, and we mentioned it then that we were going to talk about, and as Janie said then, how powerful the brain is. That's what you'll learn in conscious and subconscious, the human experience. So, Janie, once again, thanks for continuing this conversation with us, and I'm excited to talk about this book.
Oh, thank you. It's nice to talk to you again, Kate.
So
this is exciting.
So tell us about this book. I mean, it all does come back to the human experience. That's what you talk about, the human experience, human transformation, as we talked about last time. So what is conscious and subconscious all about? A lot of times people hear, well, subconsciously you're saying this or you're thinking this. But I think people get confused by that sometimes.
For sure. I think a lot of people think that consciously data can come into our conscious mind from our environment. And the fact of the matter is, no data comes directly into our conscious mind from the environment. All the data that comes to our conscious is directly coming from our subconscious. So in other words, then all the data in the environment is going into our subconscious, being processed in the subconscious, and then sent up to conscious for conscious to do what conscious does. And conscious perceives, evaluates, judges, and decides data, and then gives that feedback back down to the subconscious. The thing that people don't realize, and this again is the power of the human mind, in 1 minute, the conscious is receiving 816 to 15, about 1,500 bits of data in 1 minute. In that same 1 minute, the subconscious is processing 400 million bits of data in that same minute. So of all the data that also comes from our environment into the subconscious, conscious gets a micro bit of it. So there's so much data that could be coming that conscious won't allow, because conscious is only allowing the data to come that conscious already believes in. So you've also probably heard it said that you have to believe it for you to see it. And this is a fact, a very simple fact of how the brains are working, the difference between conscious and subconscious.
So once we know the difference between conscious and subconscious, and we're having this human experience, how do we use it to our advantage? How do we get better at processing the data?
You know, Viv, for one thing, I really believe I've seen it happen. People reading the books, just having more information, Kate, on a conscious level helps us to rethink and look more and take greater advantage of the capability and capacity that we have consciously and subconsciously. Also, though, in all these book series that I've written, I've also written what I call experiential kinds of techniques, along with, of course, some guided imageries to help you to consciously get data up to the conscious from the subconscious based upon things maybe you've wondered about, you've questioned about, you haven't necessarily believed in. There are some very simple techniques described in good detail throughout all of this series of books of ways of consciously being able to have access to greater subconscious data. And this is, you run around with awe moments, kind of aha moments all the time. There's a simple little thing, I call it a holographic walk, where you use sensory symbols, because that's what the subconscious is processing, is sensory data. Sensory symbols of things that I'm wondering, I'm not sure, I don't know, and I'm this way right here, but over there, 3 feet in front of me, I'm confident, and I do know, and I have great understanding. Just sensory symbolizing the two locations, and then physically walking to the second location, and physically walking back to the original location of the not knowing, and that's all, it takes about 2-3 minutes to do it. That's all that it takes, and within a short amount of time, people always gain greater understanding, greater data from the subconscious. It's a master computer. You just need to figure out how to process it and pull that data up.
Yeah, so that was great that you told us that. So what do you hope people take away from reading this book, Conscious and Subconscious, The Human Experience?
Oh, boy, the thing that I wrote it for, what I hope everyone gains as they read it, is a much greater understanding of the power, the potential, the limitless ability, just because you're human, the potential and power you have within your own mind to be able to understand and know things. So, limitless.
Yeah, wow, how wonderful is that? So as always, Janie Marvin, it's great to talk to you. Next time around, we're going to talk about physics of closed systems, addictions. Wow, that is powerful. I bet you're running a lot in that. And you talked about having an addiction.
Yes, I've overcome an addiction myself. And this is one of the things we do for, we've done for about 30 years, is helped others overcome things like addiction. So it's wonderful to talk to you, Kate.
Yeah,
thank
wonderful
you. Appreciate you.
Wonderful to talk to you, too. We look forward to the next time. Thanks, Janie.
Okay. Thank you, Kate.
And again, you can get this book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. The power of the mind, the power of the brain. I love this series that we're doing with Janie because of what she's gone through and how much research she's done, and it's fascinating. We'll have so much more coming your way soon. soon and the power of the mind is maybe an answer to what ultimately is going to happen in the Ukraine. The Biden administration, it seems like their goal is to get ahead of now this whole Russian crisis in the Ukraine, trying to cut them off. Vladimir Putin says the approach is just poking the bear. He didn't quite say it like that, but he said an effort to provoke a conflict, and that he hasn't decided whether the idea is he hasn't decided whether to invade or not. I would say assembling on three sides of the Ukraine troops is a big flag that we may be coming into your country and trying to take over, and we're being aggressive. That's pretty obvious in looking at that side of it, but what is the strategy? What is the strategy of the U.S. and the other allies is to get ahead of it? Okay, I understand that, but what does that mean? How do you deter the Russians? How do you cut them off? Threaten sanctions, but threats, and then nothing tangible. At some point, it might have to be very tangible. And intelligence officials in the United States, our American intelligence officials, really believe he hasn't decided whether he wants to invade or not. Whether he wants to invade or not. But this has been going on for a while now. Once I think Russia makes up its mind or Putin makes up his mind, think of the Crimea and what happened there in 2014. Think of sending operatives to use nerve agents against Russian opposition leader Navalny and a former Russian spy in England and a series of cyber attacks on the United States. And then you got this energy problem. Europe, a huge customer of Russia's fossil fuels. All this tension in the Ukraine driving fears of a midwinter cutoff. But the presence keeps building near the Ukraine, even with the West trying to avert a worsening of the situation. This has been months, this confrontation that's been growing. And growing and growing and growing and growing. Despite the warnings, there is no back off. So, what is in the mind of Vladimir Putin? What do you think? Will he step it up? You can always send me your thoughts on anything, including that, of course. 24/7, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is eyeing a congressional run now that his address has been redistricted. Politico reported the lifelong Democrat would challenge former Representative Max Rose in a June primary if he decides to jump into the race. Senator Ben Ray Lujan is expected to make a full recovery after surgery to relieve pressure on his brain following a stroke, but he will be out at least 4 weeks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki appeared to sidestep questions Wednesday about how the 49-year-old Democrat's absence is impacting President Joe Biden's agenda.
We spend most of our time engaging in good faith about the president's agenda and not making those calculations.
Several senators said they heard about Lujan's stroke through a tweet or chatter in the Capitol hallways. You're listening to USA Radio News. A winter storm is bringing a mix of rain, freezing rain, and snow to the central U.S. Airlines canceled thousands of flights. Officials are urging people to stay off the roads, and schools are closed. Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan are seeing freezing rain, sleet, and snow. Significant ice accumulation is expected in an area from Louisville, Kentucky to Memphis, Tennessee. The United States told international banks and aid groups that transferring money to Afghanistan for humanitarian purposes would not violate sanctions against the Taliban. The terrorist group took control of the country in August. The U.S. Treasury Department said transactions which pay for public school teachers and healthcare workers at state-run hospitals are acceptable. And CNN President Jeff Zucker abruptly resigned Wednesday after saying he did not disclose a consensual relationship to the company he had with another network executive. This is USA Radio News.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
Roxanne Tiernan. Her book is called Zip. Roxanne, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
So let's talk about Zip and what made you decide you were going to write this down. You talk about secrets in this book.
Well, that's true, because actually when I didn't realize how effective keeping secrets was until after my 80th birthday. After my 80th birthday, I found in the book that my daughter had put together, my brother had written and said that he didn't know I was his sister till he was 14. Now, that's quite a secret.
Wow. Boy, no kidding.
And that means that when I was 15, my mother got double pneumonia. And I was home looking after her and the other things for about 5 weeks. Not all the time her, though. But while I was there one day, she hemorrhaged about 2 inches of blood into an 8-inch saucepan. And I panicked. I phoned the doctor. They said, put her in a taxi and send her to emergency. I had no idea how taxis worked. I didn't have money. Nobody else was there but me and 5 much younger kids. And so I waited about 20 minutes, and I really stewed. So I phoned, and I got a local doctor to come. And when he came, about 5 minutes later, my dad came, and he was kind of angry that I'd got a different doctor. But they put my mother in the hospital for 3 weeks. And 3 weeks, that meant that all the time that she was in the hospital, I had to have lunches ready for my 4 brothers and sisters who were in elementary school, and look after the 2 little rugrats that were still at home, and make supper for my father, who was working, of course.
Yeah.
So all that was on top of me. And somewhere in the middle of that, my father decided to teach me about sex.
Oh.
Just, you know, I belong to the Me Too generation. And when my mother came home, she said my father told her that I had seduced him. I mean, really, not really likely. But anyway, she convinced me that if I said anything, the whole family would need to go on welfare. And my brothers and sisters wouldn't have much chance in the world that way. And that it was all up to me. And I just had to say nothing. Nothing to anyone for all that time.
Mm.
That's so, a heavy burden.
Yeah, so that's the secret. That's the secret you had to carry around. I mean, that's what you're talking about in Zip, that you don't have to do that because that's so difficult. But yet that happens to you. You go on, you go to the university, you end up teaching, you teach at the high school level, you have this incredible life where you have children, you work in Mexico, you teach internationally, you teach international students and immigrants, and then, you know, you go on to art and become, of course, an author of this book we're talking about, Zip, and you say life is not fair. You talk about one of the big lessons and one of the things you talk about to students is that, and that you need to spend quality time together, right? How important is that?
It's vital. You know, actually, as I went through, there were different things in my life that totally weren't fair. I signed a paper giving my parents my war savings bonds when I was about 8. In because of the flood, we needed that money to survive, and that was part of the family. But when I left home at 17 and went back to get my dad to sign papers so I could get a loan for university, he did not sign those papers.
Mm.
He was never very supportive of me. He just kept saying that education was everything. But I just kept on going.
You kept
I was very, very lucky, you know, because there were certain people in my life that made such a difference. For one, the people who accepted my registration at the university. My scholarship covered my tuition and left $4 over. But I didn't really have money to pay room and board. So they found me a home that would let me stay with their family, provided I did a little bit of housework and looked after the kids once in a while. It was such a bonus. My God, it made my life possible.
Wow, and yeah, I can hear that gratefulness in your voice. And Zip, tell us more about the book and some of the other things that you talk about that are so important.
Well, I realized as I went along that, you know, everybody in this world has a purpose, basically, and all of us need to realize that what we've got, even if we can just make somebody else smile, is a gift that we need to share, and we really need to help all teens going through their questioning time to believe in themselves, to believe that they are important and they make a difference. And, you know, I did that quite by accident. When I was working at the Cabana in Mexico, I developed a challenge for the girls to do, you know, something that would be interesting and different, like learn 5 words in a different language and make lunch for 4 for $2 or less. And, I forget all the few things that I wrote down. Make a difference in your community when you go home. And, you know, I did that in 1987. And the reward for me came in 2018 when the friend who worked with me in the Cabana sent me an email saying, you know, I took my girls to the Cabana and they completed the Cabana challenge and I'm so proud of them. And I said, yay, you know. And then a couple of days later, somebody else said, yeah, I took my girls to the Cabana and they did the challenge and I'm really proud of them. And I thought, good. And then a few days later came the thing that made me feel good for the rest of my life, and Roxanne Tiernan developed the Cabana Challenge. And in the Cabana, you get 80 girls every 8 days all summer and a couple of times, once or twice in the winter and once at Easter. There have been so many girls go through the Cabana because that's a World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts Center. and they come from all over the world. We never have a session with less than four or five countries represented. So that was an opportunity that I didn't even realize what I was doing, but it sure made me feel good.
I love that influence on young women, young girls, as to what they can accomplish in their life and how they move forward, which is, again, back to your book, Zip. Why the title Zip?
Zip because even when I was teaching, they always said, oh, she goes so fast, she's just like an ever-ready battery. She's going here, she's going there, she's always busy. And I think that's one thing that whenever I get sort of a punch in the gut, that I sort of stop and sit, and then I shake myself off and start over again, because being busy, if one psychic once told me, you're crazy, if one door shuts, another door opens. I've never seen this. And that's because if something stops in that direction, I can go in a different direction.
Ah, and that's a good lesson for a lot of people. Ultimately, when somebody reads your book, Zip, which they can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, what do you hope that they take away?
I hope they take away that they all have value, and that they need to be really, really sure to encourage other people to see their value. If all they can do is make somebody else smile twice a day, hey, that's a great thing to be able to do.
Boy,
you know,
can.
There's so many of us with different skills, and if we all put them together, this world will be such a much better place.
Yeah, no kidding, no kidding. And so you still have the, I mean, you know, as you said, 80, you sound like you're 60, so you're still going and going like that battery, right?
That's right. I can still shovel my sidewalk the length of the block when it snows, and I've got friends. You know, when I turned 80, I knew I was going to have a big party. My daughter knew that a couple of years earlier, because she took my email list home unknown to me, and she asked all those people on that email list to send her something she could put in this book. And she turned out a marvelous book, which I wasn't expecting at all, but I was expecting the party. So I just, at the end of the Christmas letter that year, I said, hey, my birthday's January the 26th. If you're in the vicinity, please drop by. And I told everybody I met anywhere that I, when I was awake, that, you know, please come. And, you know, there were only 89 people here.
Only 89. I love
only
it.
Only 89. And the other thing I did that was unusual was I decided that because I've accumulated, I've traveled. The next book is called Zipping Along. So both of these books are a sequence. And there should someday be the follow-up to that. But anyway, I've traveled a lot, and traveling, I collected things, you know, a piece of hand-woven fabric from Guatemala or Mexico, or something from Bali or Lombok, and all these different places, because I did travel an awful lot, and I had all this stuff, and I thought, what am I going to do with this? So I decided to have a potlatch. Now, people may not understand what is a potlatch, but a potlatch is when the host puts out all kinds of gifts for the people who are coming, and they get to take things.
Mm.
And so what I did was pile all these things in little piles all around my living room, and I told my kids and my grandkids that I was having this potlatch, and that they could come the day before my birthday, and starting at 10 in the morning, and they could take whatever they wanted. If two people wanted the same thing, they had to sort that out between them.
That's perfect. I love that potlatch. Roxanne Tiernan, keep spreading the good word that you spread. Zip is the name of the book. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For the exits, a couple of things to re-rack. How about Punxsutawney Phil? What a punk. What the prediction is for 2022, 6 more weeks of winter because he saw a shadow. Ugh, I hate it. So the great weather predicting groundhog could not be stopped. 6 more weeks. This all happened at Gobbler's Knob in Punxsutawney. And, you know, thousands of people watched. He popped out of his burrow at 7:25 in the morning to unseasonably warm 40-degree weather. The fix was in. You know, they've done this for 136 years. It's the 107th time that Phil has seen his shadow. Yeah, if you look at the breakdown on what has happened and what hasn't happened when that's the prediction. Anyway, you know, this is a whole German legend thing about this furry rodent, and it goes all the way back to Europe with the Festival of Lights on February 2nd, midway between the start and the end of winter. So for what it's worth, 6 more weeks of winter, according to Punxsutawney Phil. Now we move on to what a lot of us are thinking about. Oh, my goodness. Digging out again. Heavy snow and an ice storm hitting the Mid-South and the Midwest. I raise my hand. I am in the middle of this nonsense. I quickly walked the dog 2 times today, hoping I could get it in before I got pelted with any kind of sleet or snow or anything else. So like 90 million of us are in the middle of this. And there's watches and warnings from New Mexico to Maine. Ice warnings cover parts of Mississippi and Tennessee. So I'm in it with all of you, meaning you get up and you got a half an inch of ice on your windshield. Now, at the mothership in the Mini-Apple and all those areas in the upper Midwest, you're laughing because this is what you deal with constantly, but a lot of us in the South don't. And this is going to bring down trees and power lines, and of course travel is almost impossible, and already lots of flights have been canceled. That's not a surprise because they're not going to be able to get the flights off the ground, so they're going to be canceled. Anybody who had a flight that was happening, they hopefully checked first to see, because Thursday and Friday it's going to be difficult. Lots of schools canceled because of that sleet and that freezing rain and the ice over. And it's close to like 4,000, I think, flights now at this point. And, you know, it just keeps going up. It's more of those woes. So major metropolitan areas, Dallas, Chicago, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Detroit, we're all in the path of the storm. That's 92, really 100 million Americans are under this guise of the winter assault. And snow is good. Freezing rain is not good, right? So I went to the grocery store today. I just had to get a few items, and I have never seen anything like it. I felt like I was in an episode of The Walking Dead, like, grab everything you can. Grab anything you can. Whatever you can. Get the Cracker Jacks, whatever it is. I mean, seriously, this is what it was like. And, you know, in Missouri, they had to shut down parts of Interstate 70. And they're actually calling this, they have a name for this, the Weather Channel is calling it Winter Storm Landon. And, you know, there's a big difference between sleet, freezing rain, and hail. It's one thing to get a foot of snow, and it's just the white stuff, and even if it gets packed in, that's a little bit different than when you've got the really hard ice underneath it. You know, in Detroit, if 16 inches of snow falls in Detroit, it's going to be the city's fifth largest snowstorm on record. And they're thinking, for everybody listening to us in Michigan, you're going to get a lot of this stuff. In Illinois, they've already been just getting socked with it, where it just comes in over and over again. And because the rodents said we're going to get 6 more weeks, I hate to just bust your chops on that, but keep those shovels handy, because it's not going away anytime soon. All right, let's move on to something else, as this is part of the re-rack. I've talked about this for a while. There was heavy pressure for years and years and years for the Washington Redskins to change their name. And, of course, they got rid of Redskins, and now finally they have renamed the team. After 18 months, 40,000 fan submissions, 1,200 unique names, Washington fans have a chance to sound off, I guess, on the new name. You know what it is? Commanders. Washington Commanders. They announced it on Wednesday. And I guess some people like it. Some people are iffy about it. You know, look, they changed it. Daniel Snyder opposed it forever and ever and ever. But I think for some it landed with a thud, and some they thought it was okay. They're going to sell more gear, right? I don't know, Commander. You know, who are you commanding? I just like the Washington football team because it reminded me of those amazing football clubs in Europe. I thought that was commanding. Just call it the Washington Football Club. That's it. But I don't know. It seems, I don't know if it's confusing or I just don't like the commander attached to that. But regardless, whatever I think, that's what the team is. It is the Commanders. I mean, it could have been worse. I did not like the Washington Hogs. I did not like the Washington Red Wolves. Go Red Wolves! And then people would start doing a wolf call. Nah. I mean, that to me, that just would not work. So I guess this is probably better than that, right? Jeff Zucker, he's like the news dude. He was on the Today Show forever, behind the scenes. You know, he was running the show. And, of course, he's been the CNN president for a long time. He resigned suddenly on Wednesday morning because he acknowledged a romantic relationship with a fellow network executive. Now, these were two people who were divorced for a long time, and they knew each other for a long time, for like 2 decades of their career. Her name is Allison Golist. She's the executive vice president and chief marketing officer for CNN. And like I said, they've known each other for most of their career. But here's what happens. He just shows you how the apple cart can tip over and it affects other people. So you could say to yourself, well, who cares? Do we care about that? But it's part of what they sign in their contract agreements that you have to disclose relationships because of the world we live in right now and things that have happened in the broadcasting world. And Chris Cuomo, remember, booted. So that led to, when they did that investigation, it led to uncovering this. And they just never disclosed it. I guess they probably didn't think about it because it's all happened during the pandemic. They were close friends and partners for a long time. And during COVID, it changed, but he's gone. So he just resigned instead of taking any kind of controversial stand or whatever. I think the CNN people were just completely shocked that he bounced out of there and departed. I mean, the network interrupted a live broadcast to just announce the news. I mean, it's so odd. You're sitting there and we have news about our network. I mean, it's like, is this the Lifetime channel? But that investigation into Chris Cuomo and all the nonsense that happened with him led to them finding out, you know, about this. And I think CNN insiders must have certainly known that. But anyway, there is an opening, apparently, for the head person running the network at CNN, which is a very, very big job because, you know, you're in charge of, like, the network primetime lineup. And if you look at Fox and you look at some of the other competing networks out there, where is CNN these days? CNN cut its teeth just strictly really in the beginning on breaking news. So I think they're always trying to find that footing to me. And now they've got to do it with somebody different at the helm. And, you know, that's the way the ball bounces. I think he did the right thing because he wasn't, maybe he could have lasted the being blasted and whatever, but it just didn't make any sense to go through that with everything that has happened at CNN and other broadcast networks. So bravo to him in a sense. It was probably a very, very smart thing to do. All right. I've spent too much time on that. I know you're saying whatever. All right. In the meantime, just a quick, interesting thing that's been happening, which is just really, really sad. Really sad to see this. The FBI has launched a hate crimes investigation after so many HBCUs have been targeted in a nationwide series of bomb threats. So historically black colleges and universities, that's what the acronym stands for. The FBI is also investigating threats made against houses of worship. And this is an FBI joint terrorism task force, and it involves 20 field offices across the country. So they're serious. They're all over this. And they haven't, there's been no explosive devices at any of the locations, but students and staff in 8 states and Washington, D.C. were on alert. Classes were moved online and rescheduled because they wanted to make sure they were all clear on this, and at least 13 of them were targeted. This is the latest string of threats made against, you know, black universities. I say this all the time. I mean, we have no place for that nonsense, right? We have no place for that in our society. Come on, people. All right, it's a wrap. Thank you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.